Alan Isvan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on the power of nature to help access parts of our brain that we often don't access, and we're going to learn how to use nature in our meditation practice. The Japanese have developed a habit called forest bathing. It consists of simply sitting among trees. Doing this has been scientifically proven to improve health. It lowers heart rate and blood pressure, reduces cortisol, which is associated with stress, and boosts the immune system. Numerous studies have proven this, and many have tried to explain it. Some people believe that simply the mental impact of being in a forest relaxes us, and of course, that lowers heart rate and stress. For that to be effective, one needs to truly disconnect from technology, or at least put the phone away or turn off notifications and leave it in the pocket. Depending on the trees, there could also be essential oils at play. Many essential oils have antibacterial effects and are known to boost the immune system. I often use an essential oil diffuser when I meditate because it is healthy and quickly puts my mind in the right meditative mindset. Regardless of the reason, it works and it places our mind in a different space that is perfect for meditation. Another approach is to practice a walking meditation. This can be done anywhere, even a backyard or a sidewalk where you walk back and forth. You take small steps and walk slowly and with intention. You feel how your foot touches the ground, heel first, and how the ground feels under your foot if you're walking on uneven ground. You can simply look down or visually explore the things around you one at a time and with intention. At Zen and Now, we combine nature and walking during our hiking meditation events. We add wireless headphones with soft music to help avoid distractions and chit-chat. We then meditate sitting down when we reach the peak. But the reality is that the entire experience, from the hike up to sitting and then the hike down, is part of the meditation experience. One of the observations nearly everyone that has participated in these events has shared with us is that their sitting meditation following the hike up is more powerful than usual. We believe the combination of exercise, fresh air, and beautiful locations have something to do with it. We encourage you to venture into the forest or hike up a mountain, find a place to sit, and just meditate. In the meantime, we're going to shift into the observation phase and visualize meditating in a forest. Imagine yourself sitting on a fallen log. You are surrounded by very tall pines, and the forest is a little dark. Take a deep breath, hold it, and then push it out fully. Repeat this one more time, and then breathe at your own pace. Your only job for the next 10 minutes is to focus on the feeling of your breath, entering your nose, and listening to the sounds of the forest. Thank you.
Thank you.
how amazing it would be to be able to sit in nature every day for even a few minutes. Your intention for this meditation is to allow yourself to observe the beauty of nature every day. When you step outside of your home, look for the first signs of nature. Maybe a tree, flowers or grass. Just stop for 10 seconds and marvel in the beauty and power of nature. Then at least 2 or 3 times this week, sit in a park and meditate for just a few minutes. Sit down, close your eyes, and just observe the smells and sounds around you and breathe slowly. Just listen and breathe. If you can't do that, at least repeat this meditation and visualize the experience. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.